This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. Early voting for Illinois' primary election begins tomorrow. And in a few minutes, we're going to have a conversation about the rules and mechanics of voting this year and answer your questions. But first, one of the most closely watched races this spring is the Republican primary in the 15th Congressional District. This is a huge swath of rural central Illinois, and it pits two incumbents against each other, five-term Representative Rodney Davis and freshman Representative Mary Miller. To talk more about this, we're joined by a reporter who's been covering the race. Brendan Moore is with Lee Enterprises, which publishes newspapers across Illinois, including the Herald and Review in Decatur and the Pantograph in Bloomington Normal. Brendan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Brian.
So let's just remind listeners about the setup of this race. Why are these two Republicans running against each other?
So these two incumbent Republicans are running against each other because it was redistricting year and Democrats in Springfield controlled the process and were seeking to maximize the amount of seats that Democrats could win in the election this coming year. And as a result, they double bunked a few Republican incumbents. They drew Representative Miller into the 12th district, which is Southern Illinois, with Representative Mike Bost, but she decided to run in the neighboring 15th district, which includes some portions of her current district, and is just literally maybe a mile from where her home is, and includes the home of Rodney Davis. So it's a remap year, and Illinois lost a congressional seat. A lot of downstate region lost a lot of population, and Democrats controlled the process, so it was only logical that they would try to make life difficult for Republicans.
I like how you said that, double bunked, and Miller chose she would rather have Davis be the roommate she was trying to get rid of than Bost. So this is a more Republican district than Davis is used to running in, right?
Yeah, that's a huge dynamic here. So Rodney Davis, for the past 10 years, has represented the 13th Congressional District, which is a much more urban district, includes parts of Springfield, Champaign, Decatur, and was very much a swing district, one that a couple of times he only held on to by a few thousand votes. So he was always more concerned with a Democrat beating him than a Republican. Whereas now, in the 15th district, President Trump carried the 15th as it's constructed now by about 40 points. So really, in this race, the Republican primary is the de facto general election. A Republican is gonna win this seat. So that is interesting dynamic in that Representative Davis had, in the past, has always tried to project himself as somebody who's conservative but would work with Democrats, be bipartisan to get things done, whereas obviously Representative Miller has portrayed herself as more of a Republican partisan, far right, really conservative, and so as we've seen this race develop, Representative Davis has certainly sounded more like your typical Republican than his past iteration running in a swing district.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, he once showed up at former President Obama did a speaking event at the U of I in Urbana. He showed up in the audience. He wasn't even really part of the show, or the program, I should say. And he also used to tout the sort of Lugar Center ranking, which is this group in Indiana that ranks Congress people by their bipartisanship index, which is not necessarily something that's a winning strategy in the Republic. So how has he changed his approach to campaigning?
So Rodney Davis has, I would say he's always been a very good retail campaigner. Even when he was touting that bipartisanship, he was railing against Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats and using them as boogeymen, if you will. And that has not changed. A common line is like, well, if I'm so bad, then why did Speaker Pelosi try to beat me all these years unsuccessfully? And so he's tried to tout that, and he's tried to tout his ties to former President Trump a little bit more. even though obviously President Trump has endorsed his opponent, Mary Miller. Representative Davis was a campaign co-chair for the president in Illinois in 2020. And he's touted some of his more conservative positions on gun rights and on abortion, and has sought to play that up a bit. And that's kind of what he's done, even and when he represented the swing district. You know, he tried to thread that needle of, you know, I'm a conservative, you know, I support the, you know, I supported President Trump's legislative agenda most of the time, but also I can work with people, you know, if necessary. But he's definitely played up the some of those more conservative themes, conservative parts of his record.
Yeah, it used to be, what was the common line you'd hear from the sort of Chamber of Commerce Republican? Look, I like his policies. I just don't like the tweets. I wish he wouldn't tweet that way. Yeah. And of course, that is after, in 2016, Davis said he couldn't vote for either of the major presidential party candidates, i.e. Trump or Hillary Clinton, after the Access Hollywood video came out. All right, we need to take a break in about a minute. But before we do, how is Miller approaching the campaign, sort of overview wise?
So Representative Miller has definitely been leaning into that Trump endorsement that she received in early January. She had an event at Mar-a-Lago that featured the former president last month. And she's kind of going scorched earth, I guess would be a way. She's campaigning as she's portrayed herself in government the past couple of years as somebody who's an outspoken conservative among, you know, the most far right members of Congress. She's not run away from that. And she's kind of been banking on, you know, this is a very conservative district and the most conservative person will probably win. And she's hoping that voters think that she is, and based on her voting record and based on, you know, some of her actions, you know, she thinks that she's positioning herself well to win a Republican primary in 2022.
All right. We're going to continue this conversation with Brendan Moore from Lee Enterprises. We're talking about the Republican primary in the 15th congressional district, pitting Rodney Davis against Mary Miller, both incumbent representatives. More to come in this conversation, plus your questions about voting in 2022. After a short break, stay with us. This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the Republican primary in the 15th congressional district between incumbent Representative Mary Miller and incumbent Representative Rodney Davis. It's a newly drawn district. The 15th used to be Miller's district, at least for the past 2 years, but it was redrawn, so she was no longer in it. Davis was. And she chose to run against him anyway, even though she lives, our guest said a moment ago, about a mile outside the district boundaries, which were clearly drawn to exclude her. I think you can't look at it any other way. We are joined by Brendan Moore, who covers this race and other things in state government and politics for Lee Enterprises, which has newspapers in Decatur and Bloomington Normal and elsewhere in Illinois. Brendan, how are you having, I wonder if you have a lot of access to Miller, because it strikes me, and I can say that our home station, Illinois Public Media, has tried repeatedly to contact Miller to arrange a debate between her and Rodney Davis, and Davis is reportedly game, but we have not been able to get Miller's campaign to even really return our calls or messages. Is she out there? Are you getting access to her, or other reporters seeing her around?
The quick answer is no. I've certainly been trying to reach out to the campaign, set up an interview. I know my colleagues have been trying to do the same, and she has, her campaign has not been very open to speaking to the media. She's obviously out in the district doing events, but doesn't invite the media, doesn't talk to the media, or seems to not talk to the media when she does those, which is in character. The past couple of years, her first term in Congress, she's not been particularly friendly towards the media, and that's kind of in contrast to Representative Davis, who has always answered reporters' questions, and when he does events in the district, lets reporters know. And but obviously, in a Republican primary, a lot of skepticism of the mainstream news media among primary voters that quite frankly might not hurt her.
Right, right. You can understand the strategy. All right. What are you watching for in this race? What are you hearing from voters? I mean, are people talking about the issue divide between the candidates all? Is there a policy dimension to this? Or is it all basically, I'm closer to Trump, you have this terrible person working on your campaign, and this sort of tit for tat that's, you know, that I'm seeing in my inbox, at least?
Yeah, I think what's going to be, it's going to be a real test to see if, you know, your old school traditional politics still matters, or if it's just Trump and making cultural arguments. You have a real contrast here. So Rodney Davis obviously has been in Congress for a decade. He is in line to chair a committee. You know, by all accounts, you know, he understands his district and, you know, understands local issues, and, you know, he, you know, there are earmarks in Congress again, and he has a whole list of earmarks to get projects for his district. And that used to be a big part of being a member of Congress. You bring back the bacon to your district. Whereas Representative Miller has definitely been more outspoken on certain issues, kind of a warrior for former President Trump, and kind of this culture war we've been seeing around the country, has been less focused on constituent services and she didn't do earmarks, for instance. I just use that as an example, because that was always a way you endeared yourself to your voters, is look at the money I brought back to the district to build this bridge or build this road or whatever it is. And now we're going to find out if, you know, the work that Representative Davis has done, and, you know, kind of more in the mold of, I would say, his former boss, former Congressman John Shimkus, you know, focusing on some of those kind of your traditional member of Congress, if that still matters with voters, if that still will win votes, or if it's more of, you know, Mary Miller being, you know, I'm the Trump endorsed candidate. You know, I'm going to be the one on the front lines, you know, against the squad and against, you know, liberals. And it's a very conservative district. So I'll be very curious to see kind of how that dynamic plays out. And if the Trump endorsement really does win the day for Representative Miller.
All right. Well, I know you will be watching it. We will be watching it. And I want to thank you for being with us today on the show, Brendan.
Always a pleasure, Brian.
Brendan Moore. Yeah, thanks for being here. Brendan Moore covers state government for Lee Enterprises Newspapers.